Indiana teens experience a number of growing social and emotional needs, but support can be hard to come by in the one place they may turn to, schools. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan reports on one system that hopes to develop a comprehensive counseling program that can be replicated across the state.
Teens at Fishers High School in a wealthy northern suburb of Indianapolis may seem to have it made, but many confront issues that could lead to larger problems. Support for young Hoosiers having social and emotional issues is limited, but this year, things got a little easier for these students.
We were able to start this school year out with a mental health therapist in all of our buildings.
Brooke Lawson is the mental health coordinator for the Hamilton Southeastern School District.
Our counselors are generalists and they aren't able to provide mental health counseling to students.
But when they are able to make the right connections, say to a therapist in the building, it can mean the issue, which may otherwise escalate, gets addressed. Lawson says schools provide access may be the one place where students can find an open door. Hamilton Southeastern hired her after a city referendum to provide mental health services at its 21 schools. Her position is not usually on district payrolls in Indiana.
I hear all around the state how, you know, parents and students and teachers and staff aren't open to this whole thought of mental health providers in the schools or even students receiving mental health services in the schools. And I think that we're lucky as a community because our mayor started the conversation.
Fishers Mayor Scott Fadness kicked off a citywide mental health initiative 3 years ago. He was struck by how many people in his community had mental health problems and the city's high suicide rates, 11 to 14 people a year. A coalition of city stakeholders have committed to the issue, including schools. It was through a planning grant from the Lilly Endowment the district conducted a survey. The Hamilton Southeastern Schools Foundation's Freedom Kolb helped the system administer the grants.
Our community is underserved by public mental health supports. Our students are at a heightened risk for anxiety and some other threats to mental health. But what it confirmed to us was that our counselors were really stretched very thin, doing an assortment of work.
But that frontline support system isn't always available. Indiana has one of the lowest rates of counselors per students in the nation, says Indiana Youth Institute President and CEO Tammy Silverman.
When you think about that, one individual counselor trying to work with a caseload of 500 students, it's overwhelming.
The IYI helps to coordinate the Lilly Endowment grants that went out to 57 Indiana schools this year. The foundation has committed nearly $30 million over 5 years to close the gap. Silverman says in her discussions, one issue stands out.
I will tell you, overwhelmingly, the school said they need help in the area of social and emotional needs of their students, that those needs have just grown so complex over the past few years, and that they all acknowledge that the well-being of their students are foundational to every other bit of work.
Kids Count data finds close to 30% of Hoosier High School students report feeling sad or hopeless for 2 weeks or more. Students meet a range of issues, such as anxiety to succeed, social media pressures, bullying, or substance use disorders. Silverman says the Lilly counseling grants have already made an impact.
The change has already happened in that many of the schools hadn't had robust conversations about what does comprehensive counseling look like.
Even more impactful may be the conversations started between young Hoosiers. Both Fishers High Schools have stigma-free clubs, says Brooke Lawson.
Those students have the goal of creating a community in their school that is open to talking about mental illness and mental health.
This year, Hamilton Southeastern Schools received the Lilly Endowment's largest gift due to their size. They plan to use the money to implement a comprehensive counseling model. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.